aller les garçons pour prendre le modèle. À la grand-messe, ils sont allés les garçons pour prendre le modèle. Et vous prions en amitié d'avoir pitié des filles. Et vous prions en amitié d'avoir pitié des filles.
At what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. UL Lafayette's Dance Guild will offer a course for children ages 5 through 9 in creative movement. Classes start October 4th at UL Lafayette's McLaurin Gym. Teachers will be Lynn Clearfield and Melissa Ross. To register your child, the website is danceguild.blogspot.com. And the Acadiana Pride Festival presents Louisiana Words, readings in poetry and fiction, and an open mic session every Tuesday evening at 2013 Pinhook Road at Fame Nightlife. The Friends of the Humanities here at UL Lafayette offer a books and film series in the fall and in the spring. The fall series is called The Golden Age of Pirates and Piracy. It starts tonight. If you're interested, you can still register and maybe even register for the following Tuesday. But if you'd like, you can call the History Department or email Professor Kim Todd at T-O-D-T. Her name Todd is spelled T-O-D-T at louisiana.edu. It will run the 24th through October 29th, 6:30 to 8:30 on Tuesdays, and there will be three books supplied for the registration fee. Again, if you call the History Department here at UL Lafayette, they can direct you on how to register and where the class will be held. The Gaines Center has announced a reading by Dr. Ernest J. Gaines this Wednesday, tomorrow at 3 in the afternoon. He'll be reading in the Gaines Center, which is on the third floor of Dupre Library on the UL campus. He doesn't give many public readings, so this is a very special opportunity. He'll read from two works in progress, short stories that he's working on. He'll be signing books. He'll have copies of books there as well. And if you have a favorite book that's not signed of his, you can bring that and he'll sign it as well. That's at 3 o'clock tomorrow on the UL campus in Dupre Library on the third floor. Also tomorrow, Richard Hollidge, who is a scholar and novelist and journalist, will be giving a talk about his historical fiction book called The Scattered. It's about the Acadian dispersal and one group of refugees who made their way to Louisiana by way of Britain. He'll be speaking at the South Regional Public Library tomorrow in Lafayette at 6:30 p.m. All are invited. It is a free program sponsored by the Center for Louisiana Studies. on the last Wednesday of each month in Arneville at Nunu Arts and Culture Collective. There's a French film shown. Tomorrow evening, the film is Ridicule. It's a 1996 French film set in the 18th century court of Versailles. It's open to everyone. If you'd like more information, you can go to the Nunu Arts and Culture Collective website in Arneville. She Stoops to Conquer, the 18th century play by Oliver Goldsmith and directed by Lauren Green White, will continue this week, although it is the last weekend to see it. It will run the 26th through the 29th at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website. And Cinema Night Mardi Movie will be this Friday at Vermilionville in the Performance Center. They'll be presenting four movies in French with English subtitles. The first one, which is this Friday, will be Starbuck. It is a Quebecois film. There will be music, Philip Gould on accordion at 6, and then the movie starts at 7 this Friday at Vermilionville. In Lake Charles, a global public art project called Before I Die will be installed in Lake Charles on the west side of 505 Bazaar at 313 Broad Street. And that will open to the public. Charles Talon and Yurik Fusilet have helped to bring this installation to Southwest Louisiana. Kittical Mass Bike Ride will take place this Saturday starting at 9:30. It will leave from the horse farm, and it's for kids, kids at heart, and their families. The purpose of Kittical Mass Bike Ride is to teach children, their parents, and caregivers safety skills and provide a ride in which to practice those safety skills. 9:30 this Saturday morning, starting off at the horse farm on Johnston Street in Lafayette. And there will be a walk to defeat ALS this Saturday. They will start off in Girard Park, and the UL Lafayette baseball players will be walking as well. I believe it starts at 9 o'clock. All proceeds go to local patient programs and ALS research. You can register now at www.walktodefeatals.org. The next Seed to Skillet program at Vermilionville will be this Saturday. Greg Guidros will be showing you how to prepare peppers and preserves. This is a part of their year-long Seed to Skillet series. It starts at 11. You need to register ahead of time. And the city of Franklin will have a Promenade d'Art this Saturday, 28th, from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. on the main street. In New Iberia on the 28th, the Envision DeBerry program will feature their show tune sing along with special guest pianist Jim Allen. That will be this Saturday at 7. It will be at Cafe des Amis in New Iberia. Creative Action will show the film or curate the film Urbanized, a documentary film by Gary Hustet. That will be a part of Les Vues film series at Vermilionville this Monday, September 30th at 6:30. And on Sunday, La Festival Fête de Famille at the Blue Moon Saloon, a collaborative event between Festivals Acadien et Creole and Festival International de Louisiane. It starts at 3 o'clock. It's free from 3 to 5. Lots of young performers from 3 to 5, and then lots of great bands afterwards. But there will be a nominal fee to help support the programs. Volunteers are invited to attend in their T-shirts, and I believe they get a discount. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And it's our evening of locally produced jazz with John Green's Night Train Jazz from 8 to 10 and Ajalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.